According to the FBI, Miller uploaded a video taken from within the Capitol to save Anchorage. The group is specifically mentioned in the FBI's statement of facts. Many members of Save Anchorage cheered the attack, with one group member from Wasilla calling it a necessary evil.
Welcome to the East Anchorage Book Club podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Gray. Today, we continue our conversation about the private Facebook group Save Anchorage. As discussed in an earlier episode with journalist Matt Buxton a few weeks ago, Save Anchorage is a powerful far-right propaganda machine that exerts a strong influence on our current mayoral administration and is informally led by Eagle River Assemblywoman Jamie Allard. Today, we are joined by community organizer and early member of Save Anchorage Facebook group, Yarrow Silvers. For the record, she is still a member. We are also joined by the anonymous blogger, The Blue Alaskan. The Blue Alaskan has done important work combating misinformation put out by the Alaskan right-wing media. They have also reported on important stories that have not been covered in the mainstream press. Because of their anonymity, questions were submitted in advance and are read today by Homer resident and former columnist, radio show personality, and Raw Story podcast host, Shannon Moore. One final disclosure before we get started. Yarrow Silvers and I together formed our own private Facebook group to counter Save Anchorage last summer. That group is called Anchorage Action. Yarrow Silvers, welcome to the podcast, finally.
Thank you. Good to be here today.
So let's jump right in. What is Save Anchorage?
Save Anchorage. Well, Save Anchorage is a local Facebook group, and it's where populism and national issues and propaganda have all come here to Anchorage to roost.
What is populism?
Populism is a political strategy that moves towards authoritarianism, and it relies on a division of society into us and them. It seeks to demonize those that are considered them.
So, like, the populists are the people who think we're the real people, and everyone else is the them.
Yes.
It's not the real people.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you see this really when you look at things like QAnon, the conspiracy theories where Democrats, migrants, and certain, you know, individuals are believed to be sex traffickers, pedophiles, and pushing towards this, like, coordinated one world order.
The George Soros sort of funding everything to control the world.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You also see it in the mainstream, though. So in the mainstream, you have unfounded claims of criminal behavior. You know, they say we're Marxist, communists. You know, they don't deserve to be in politics. They don't deserve equal rights. We don't deserve a voice, even. And so suddenly you need an authoritarian on your side. You know, if you believe this stuff, if you believe that people, you know, they don't even, you know, deserve to have any role in society, then you need an authoritarian on your side that's going to protect the country from them or from us. Mm-hmm. Authoritarian is much less frightening when those in power are promising to do what you want them to do. The problem is that once they've cemented their power through taking control of the judiciary, they take control of elections, redistricting shenanigans that allow minority rule, taking over...
Minority rule, you mean like the smaller number of people rule, not like minorities, people of color.
Yeah.
Since they don't want their identity known, we are so lucky to have former radio show host Shannon Moore, who will read the Blue Alaskan's words. So, first question to the Blue Alaskan. What is Save Anchorage?
Save Anchorage is a private, hidden, far-right misinformation Facebook group. Many state and municipal employees, in addition to Alaska GOP political operatives and elected politicians, are members of the group. Many people of the group promote conspiracy theories related to election fraud, COVID-19, vaccines, homelessness, and masks. This is evidenced by members' social media posts and public testimony given at assembly and school board meetings. Many members of the group espouse transphobic, homophobic, and anti-Semitic rhetoric and have referred to specific assembly members as pedophiles simply because they are gay. A member of the group, Aaron J. Miller, was arrested by the FBI last year for his alleged participation in the January 6th armed insurrection on Capitol Hill. According to the FBI, Miller uploaded a video taken from within the Capitol to save Anchorage. The group is specifically mentioned in the FBI's statement of facts. Many members of Save Anchorage cheered the attack, with one group member from Wasilla calling it a necessary evil. Individuals who subscribe to the dangerous QAnon conspiracy theories are members of the group, in addition to current and former members of various militia groups. Members of the group have called for civil war and stated that Assemblywoman Meg Zelotel should be treated as an enemy combatant. Alaskans for Posterity mailed a flyer to Anchorage residents last year after members of the Save Anchorage group were seen wearing Holocaust imagery at a series of Anchorage assembly meetings. The flyer said, "Extremism from groups like Save Anchorage is tearing our city apart." I concur with that statement.
So we were talking about populism, authoritarianism. Let's talk about how national issues are playing out in Anchorage.
Yeah, so you see it in these things like testimony to the assembly on vaccine mandates, you know, which the assembly has never proposed. And you see it in these like baseless allegations of criminal activity. You know, so they're always saying, oh, you know, they've done this and they should be arrested. They're criminals.
Tyrants.
Tyrants also. Yeah, just because, you know, they've done something that maybe they don't like that much, but that doesn't make a person a criminal. You see it, you know, even with like the Hillary's emails propaganda, which has been completely recycled into this whole the assembly's emails propaganda. So you see, you know, national issues in the allegations of voter fraud, which Republicans, they want to convince us that somehow Democrats have managed to coordinate across thousands of localities, running separate independent elections across scores of states. And I mean, they're doing all this because the results of this is that they're taking over or attempting to take over election systems across the U.S. And it's all under the guise of election security because they've pushed this idea that there's election fraud. But, you know, the fact that they're actually taking over the election systems should really make people stop and pause and think about that for a minute.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a break. Let's go to Blue Alaskan. So I'm wondering if you could explain what is an astroturf organization.
A more modern definition of astroturfing is an organized activity that is intended to create a false impression of a widespread, spontaneously arising grassroots movement in support of or in opposition to something, such as COVID-19 mandates, but that in reality is initiated and controlled by a concealed group or organization. A classic definition defines astroturfing as the practice of disguising an orchestrated campaign as a spontaneous upwelling of public opinion. The handlers behind Save Anchorage have long asserted that the group was a grassroots movement, despite political operatives and individuals associated with the Koch brothers, an influential libertarian Americans for Prosperity organization, being part of the group. Denali disposal owner Bernadette Wilson was highly involved with the group in the months leading up to the former Anchorage mayor Ethan Berkowitz's takedown at the hands of Save Anchorage members Maria Athens and Molly Blakely. Wilson is now the state director of Americans for Prosperity. Neat.
Yeah, so, you know, this grassroots idea, it's really interesting because, you know, they would have you believe that suddenly, these grassroots groups are suddenly pushing for constitutional conventions in 27 states. That's not grassroots. That is not grassroots.
That's organization from the top.
That is organization from the top. And, you know, a lot of these constitutional conventions, they're concerned about things like removing our independent judiciaries and, you know, other protections that people have in those states, protections that we have in Alaska. They're talking about it here, too.
You know, I'm just going to throw this in there because the reason why they feel like they have, or the reason that they will promote is that they're doing that because it's clear that the judiciary is liberal. Because what they do is call anything that's slightly different than them this
negative buzzword, in this case, liberal. And they've done the same thing with the media. You know, we used to have sort of conservative media, a little bit of liberal media, but then you had mainstream media. You had the evening news, you had NPR, you had PBS, and they have successfully, in so many cases, made those news organizations seem liberal. They did it with the ADN. If you listen to Dan Fagan...
Binkley owns the ADN.
Yeah. So the Binkley family owns it. If you followed redistricting, John Binkley was chair of the redistricting board and clearly had a conservative bent, at the very least. That's being very generous.
Yeah.
And they call the, you know... Dan Fagan considers ADN to be an extraordinarily liberal publication.
Right. Well, and the liberals think that ADN is too conservative. So, you know, you also see this... Is it grassroots, this sudden idea that there's just thousands of schools across the United States that are teaching students material that's so terrible that it warrants the banning of books, the banning of curriculum, the banning of accurate reflective history and the banning of ideas?
Right, you know? Because you can't teach accurate history if it makes them feel bad.
Right. I mean, this is not grassroots. It's everywhere. It's all across the United States, and it's being pushed down from these organizations.
Well, you know what? This happened a year ago at our community councils, where there was a series of resolutions. I don't know if they came to yours. Your scenic foothills.
They did not.
So at our community council, we had some people come in and pass a resolution condemning Black Lives Matter, for example. I mean, it was condemning all political, what they call political violence groups, right. But they named Black Lives Matter.
Okay, yeah, and I do remember hearing about that. Yeah.
And I mean, we didn't have violent protests in Anchorage. There was
not
no shop windows broken. Like, yeah. What were we condemning?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, the whole thing about the CRT propaganda is
critical
that
based theory.
Yeah. It is a tool, and it's being used for these populist politicians to justify indoctrinating our children. You know, and they're removing critical thinking from the school environment. So it's all this move towards authoritarianism that's taking place on a national level, but also in local jurisdictions across the U.S. And it's brought in through the coordinated campaigns of these ostensibly grassroots groups like Save Anchorage.
So back over to the Blue Alaskan. Can you tell us about the leadership of Save Anchorage, and any elected officials that may be within the group?
Eagle River Assemblymember Jamie Allard is perhaps the most active politician in the group. Allard regularly feeds crafted narratives to members and has used them to push her political agenda and the agenda of the Bronson administration. Municipal manager Amy Domboski, Tuckerman Babcock, Larry Baker, Terrence Shanigan, Suzanne Downing, and every major candidate running for a seat on the Anchorage Assembly are longtime members of the group. A steady stream of media content from biased far-right blogs is published to the group, which contributes to the narrative that progressive members of the Anchorage Assembly cannot be trusted and that they are radical leftist Marxist criminals intent on destroying the city. Other members include Representative Ron Gillum, Representative Delina Johnson, Representative James Kaufman, Representative Kevin McCabe, Representative Tom McKay, Representative Sarah Rasmussen, State Senator Roger Holland, State Senator Shelley Hughes, State Senator Laura Reinbold, State Senator Mike Schauer, Eagle River Assemblymember Jamie Allard, and Eagle River Assemblymember Crystal Kennedy.
You know, it's really important to remember that in groups like these, there's a combination of people that are indoctrinating others. And these are the people that know the things that they're saying are untrue. And then there's the indoctrinated. So, you know, the army that believes and acts on all these things and also shares and spreads these things. And not all of the media personalities or the politicians are part of the former group. Some of them themselves are quite indoctrinated. I imagine Dave Bronson is one of those, you know, and just kind of chosen for his role because he's a bully and he's a true believer that acts on the information given to him by those around him. And, you know, he runs that patron style government, you know, where he rewards, you know, his supporters.
So here's the thing. If you believed in your heart of hearts that election had been stolen, then it makes sense to fight. It makes sense to, you know, do whatever you have to do.
Right.
And so that's the thing, is that I think, you know, there's got to be people out there who know it's not true, because there hasn't. You know, January 6th happened, but since January 6th, we have President Biden. We've kind of gone back. For those people who just go to work and, you know, tangentially pay attention to the news, life is back to normal. I think, for better or for worse, those of us who are, you know, burying our faces in local government, we're not so calm, cool, and collected right now. But anyway, I think that's important to know that there. I don't fault some of these people who only get their news from Must Read Alaska.
Right. Well,
from
they go Fagan to
show,
work
from the Mike
morning.
Porcaro show.
They go to work in the morning and they're listening to Dan Fagan.
Right.
And, you know, during their lunch break, they listen to the Must Read Alaska podcast. Mm-hmm. And then on their way home, they're listening to Porcaro. Mm-hmm. And then they get home and they turn on Fox News or maybe OAN or maybe Newsmax.
Right. Because I was saying, like, Fox is not even far enough right anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's just this steady diet, you know, and then, you know, they go on the computer and they log in to Save Anchorage and, you know, you've got everybody saying the same thing on there. And so it's just this steady diet of indoctrination, you know, into these ideas. And so they think that's how everybody feels.
Right.
And
they
know,
really do believe that if they're not winning, there must be fraud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So, you know, I just want to say right now we have 5 assembly candidates and 2 school board candidates who are running for election who are currently Save Anchorage members.
Who are they?
And they're running on this campaign of grievance. So these are Stephanie Taylor.
East Anchorage.
Kathy Hensley.
Midtown.
Randy Salte.
South.
South Anchorage. Liz Vasquez.
West.
And then Kevin Cross.
Eagle River.
And then the 2 school board members who, candidates who are members of the group are Rachel Rees and Coach Phil.
Yeah. Hey, Yara Silvers, thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Something we've neglected the past few episodes has been a book recommendation. And there's actually no book recommendation today either, but I am recommending a magazine article from the December 2021 issue of The Atlantic, Trump's Next Coup Has Already Begun, by Bart Gellman. You can Google it and read it right now. From the article, quote, "The Trump team achieved something crucial and enduring by convincing tens of millions of angry supporters, including a catastrophic 68% of all Republicans in a November PRRI poll, that the election had been stolen from Trump. Nothing close to this loss of faith in democracy has happened here before. Even Confederates recognized Abraham Lincoln's election. They tried to secede because they knew they had lost. We are surrounded by people here in Anchorage, many of whom are friends and family, who doubt the integrity of our elections and do not believe that the vote counts that happened in 2020 were legitimate. They will feel the same way this year. Certain pro-Trump Republicans and many members of the group Save Anchorage see themselves as patriots standing up for freedom. They don't realize they are doing the opposite, encouraging the rise of a dictator that will strip power from the people to enrich himself. True patriots understand that to preserve freedom, we must encourage diversity of opinion. We must appreciate civilized debate. We must accept defeat in free and fair elections. Donald Trump is running for president in 2024, and as Gell points out, in nearly every battle space of the war to control the count of the next election, state houses, state election authorities, courthouses, Congress, the Republican Party apparatus, Trump's position has improved since a year ago. I'll conclude with one last quote from Bart Gellman's article, which really must be read in its entirety. Quote, "There is a clear and present danger that American democracy will not withstand the destructive forces that are now converging upon it. Our two-party system has only one party left that is willing to lose an election. The other is willing to win at the cost of breaking things that a democracy cannot live without. Democracies have fallen before under stresses like these, when the people who might have defended them were transfixed by disbelief. If ours is to stand, its defenders have to rouse themselves." End quote. As you've just heard on this podcast, efforts to sabotage future elections are at play in Anchorage. The easy way out for most of us is to just make some donations and then get back to watching Netflix. You'll tell yourself, well, I sent in $100. If the Bronson-endorsed candidates win, I did what I could. No, you didn't. Making donations is not enough when the stakes are this high. We need you, all our listeners, to talk to your neighbors, the ones you don't know very well, the ones who may not be very political, the ones on the opposite end of the political spectrum as you. You need to phone bank and text bank for candidates, to go door to door in support of a campaign. Look, telling random people whom to vote for is uncomfortable. No one wants to be told what to do, particularly by a random stranger. So don't do that. Say that you are representing a campaign and that you are just polling your neighbors about the thoughts on what needs to happen in city government. Are there particular issues that you don't see being addressed? Is there a project that you'd like to see started? Is there something the city can do for you? Write down that information and communicate it back to the campaign. Those people will remember that you listened, that you cared, and you never know, you may make a new friend. One more thing, please show up at assembly meetings and school board meetings. Let your rational, authentic voice be heard. The importance of the upcoming elections on April 5th cannot be overstated. Anchorage's current assembly serves as a firewall against an administration that up until this point has been unwilling to listen to those they disagree with, unwilling to compromise, unwilling to cooperate with the assembly, even when it's in the best interest of Anchorage. Thank you to Yarrow Silvers, The Blue Alaskan, and Shannon Moore for being on the show today. Big gratitude to Corey Coolidge for making this episode listenable. If you like what you heard, please visit thebluealaskan.com and make a donation to support their important work. Please subscribe and recommend us to a friend. Next week, we have a special bonus episode with a political science professor from Tufts University, Eitan Hersh. He will be discussing his 2020 book, Politics is for Power, How to Move Beyond Political Hobbyism, Take Action, and Make Real Change. In 2 weeks, we host former acting mayor and current assembly member, Austin Quinn Davidson, with her wife, Stephanie. Please tune in.